If indeed U.S. forces are to be dispatched to Liberia, they will be intervening in a conflict in which the vying groups and their leaders are unknown to most Americans. So we've asked reporter Paul Welsh of the BBC, who is in neighboring Ivory Coast, to give us a primer on who's fighting whom and over what in Liberia. Paul Welsh, let's start with the government of President Charles Taylor, who a month ago, he was indicted for war crimes committed in neighboring Sierra Leone. How would you describe the Taylor government at this point?
Against the wall, actually, is what they are. They've been in power since 1997. They came to power they were guerrillas when they came to power. They were rebels. It was Charles Taylor who plunged his country into war in 1989 when he formed a rebel movement and brought it over the border from where I'm standing now, Ivory Coast, into Liberia, and began the long war there. That war ended in 1996. He was elected in 1997, but immediately other rebels started to fight him. So the war's never really ended in that sort of decade and a half. And now he's right up against it. The rebels have more of the country than he does. They've shown him twice this month that they're able to go into the capital if they want to fight him for control of the capital itself. And he's really running out of ammunition. He's running out of time, and he's running out of places to run, because he's now, as you just said, wanted for war crimes next door in Sierra Leone. And if he leaves the country, there'll be huge pressure for wherever he goes to arrest him.
Well, now let's turn to Taylor's adversaries, two rebel groups. The first one, with the acronym LURD, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy. What are they all about?
Well, there's very little known about this group or who leads it, really. What we do know is that a lot of them are people who used to fight in a rebel group alongside Charles Taylor, that was a rival to Charles Taylor when they were trying to overthrow the government years ago. We know also that they're supported and backed, at least to some extent, by the government of Guinea, just to the north of Liberia, because they have a lot of bad feeling, a lot of border troubles with Liberia over many years now. So they're certainly backing them and allowing them to base themselves in Guinea. And also, we know that there's political support for LURD from the American government. Charles Taylor's government says that the Americans are doing more than just support them politically, but there's no real evidence of that. But certainly the Americans have a lot of sympathy for LURD and the aims of LURD, which is to get Charles Taylor out of power.
Then there is a second rebel group called the Movement for Democracy in Liberia. Their acronym would be either MODEL, or I guess reporters call them MODEL. How are they different from LURD?
Well, they're backed now by the Ivory Coast government, the government of Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, depending on whether you speak English or French. And they've been given support and ammunition and weapons by the government of Ivory Coast. They're only about 2 months old, this group, but when they went across from Ivory Coast into Liberia, they made very, very fast progress, and they got halfway to Monrovia in a week or more, 2 weeks or more, maybe. And now they've stopped moving, and they're holding their positions under, we believe, pressure from the Americans to do so while peace talks take place. They, too, have political support from America, but they're getting actual physical support from the government of Ivory Coast, and they are based here in Ivory Coast, in the same city where I am, in fact, not very far at all from where I'm talking to you now. Now, it really is symptomatic, the description I've just given you of the two rebel groups, of how this whole region is now. The three countries which border Liberia have all had conflict in the last 10 years. Ivory Coast is in the middle of one now, which started last September. And they've all been started, it's argued, by Charles Taylor. And that's one of the reasons why the people of this region and of the international community want Charles Taylor gone. Because he's not just destabilized his own country, he's destabilized the countries all around him.
In the capital, in Monrovia today, hundreds of people demonstrated against President Taylor, chanting, "No more Taylor, we want Bush." What do Liberians actually want? Any sense of any loyalty to Taylor at all, or just an end to the fighting?
There are people who support Charles Taylor. There are people who support Charles Taylor enough to go out and lay down their lives for him and what he stands for. There are plenty of people who absolutely hate him and want him gone. Now, what they want, what everybody wants, and if you talk to the soldiers, what they want as well is peace. And what they want to make that peace happen at the moment is a foreign force to come and stand between the two sides while there's no fighting. This is the first time in ages that there's been no shooting in Liberia. It's a very, very, very shaky peace. They want foreign forces to stand between the two sides, and they want those forces on the whole to be American, because there is this big history, this big background between the Americans and the Liberians, and the Liberians are saying, come on, big brother, it's your turn to come and do something for us now.
Paul Welsh, West Africa correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from Abidjan in Ivory Coast. Thank you very much for talking with us, Paul.
No problem. Thanks a lot.